This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department has issued a security alert warning that Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities. The U.S. State Department issued the alert on Monday after the U.S. intelligence community declassified finding that determined that Russia would take such action, according to a U.S. official familiar with the intelligence. The official was not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. The new intelligence comes as Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine will hit the six-month mark Wednesday, which coincides with Ukraine's Independence Day from Soviet Union rule. A Ukrainian general says Russia's invasion has already killed some 9,000 Ukrainian soldiers and their children must be taken care of. Meanwhile, the fighting on Monday showed no signs that the nearly six-month war is abating. The southern city of Nikopol was hit by shelling again, part of a relentless Russian barrage since July 12th. Russia, for its part, blamed Ukrainian spy agencies for the car bombing on the outskirts of Moscow over the weekend that killed the daughter of a far-right Russian nationalist. Ukraine has denied any involvement in that car bombing. Russia has asked the UN Security Council to discuss the situation around the nuclear power plant there. Both sides blame each other for shelling near that plant. Again, a Ukrainian general says that Russia's invasion has already killed about 9,000 Ukrainian soldiers, and their children now must be taken care of. Meanwhile, the fighting on Monday showed no signs of abating. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents recovered from his Florida estate until a neutral special master can be appointed. The attorneys asserted on Monday in a court filing, their first since the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago 2 weeks ago, that the sets of documents taken from the residence were presumptively covered by executive privilege. They say that the matter has captured the attention of the American public and safeguards are needed to protect Trump's constitutional rights. The filing cast the August 8th search as a shockingly aggressive move. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Tuesday announced an inquiry after his predecessor Scott Morrison gave extra powers to himself when he was on the top job. Albanese was speaking in Canberra after reviewing the Solicitor General's advice on the legality of some of former Prime Minister Scott Morrison's moves. He said that while the Solicitor General concluded that Morrison's appointments were legal, the advice was very clear criticism and critique of the implications that are there for the democratic system of government. Albanese said that Morrison's behavior was extraordinary and undermined the country's parliamentary democracy. About 2,000 protesters upset with the government's pandemic response converged on New Zealand's parliament, but it appeared that there would be no repeat of that action 6 months ago, in which protesters camped out on parliament grounds for more than 3 weeks. Many of those protesters said that they had no intention of trying to stay, and police had ensured a repeat occupation was unlikely by closing streets, erecting barricades, and banning protesters from bringing structures onto parliament's grounds. The previous protests created significant disruptions in the capital and ended in chaos as retreating protesters set fire to tents and hurled rocks at police. Federal authorities in the U.S. say they have started a civil rights investigation following the suspension of three Arkansas law enforcement officers after a video posted on social media showed two of them beating a man while a third officer held him to the ground. A U.S. Justice Department spokesperson said Monday that the federal investigation would be separate from the Arkansas State Police investigation of the arrest. Authorities said that the officers were responding to a report of a man making threats outside a convenience store on Sunday in the small town of Mulberry, that's about 140 miles northwest of Little Rock near the border with the U.S. state of Oklahoma. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.